When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, that's the button I press. Hey, everybody. It's the Blathering Live, a special Monday edition, which means I know the regular Wednesday listeners probably not going to be joining. They're like, fuck it, Wednesday's our day. It's me, Ken Napsok, hanging out with you for an hour or so tonight. I've limited myself to one Dragonberry and Sprite. Thanks to Jillian and Molly hosting Alden and I on a Saturday night for their Certain Point of View happy hour show. I had about 2.5 of those Dragonberry drinks and then realized as the show started, I needed to order dinner. So I ordered Del Taco live on the air and ate a lot of Del Taco in a short amount of time. I'm still feeling the effects. We got people checking in live here tonight. I can bring the comments up because I'm still using StreamYard for this. We might switch to OBS very soon. I use OBS for a lot of other things. Laserball, the fellow Kenneth is here saying, hey all. JMB saying, we are Legion. Michael McCarcel, we call him Detective McCarcel. Must resist Case of the Mondays jokes. Nah, you could make them because JMB points out the thumbnail doesn't look good. That's because I made this thumbnail over the weekend. And I didn't know that I was basically predicting my day. Joseph Thomas is here, says, I can't, how are things? Things are okay. Things aren't bad. Things aren't great, but they aren't bad. I think that's kind of where we all are these days. By the way, I'm fully aware that I'm holding this hand card for a panel I hosted a while ago, featuring a bunch of Lucasfilm employees who couldn't say a lot of things because they're Lucasfilm employees. Not, they wanted to say things. Lucasfilm sent a list of things they could not talk about. But on the back is a phone number. I'm not David Letterman holding a cue card. Ranger Donald here. Ranger Donald's got the best hair in the business, man. Love that. Andrew Cook here. We released this also as a podcast on the Knapsack Network feed. A new episode of Our Biggest Win coming your way. Tonight's show is special because technically speaking, I think I am ready to take phone calls. I don't even know that phrase was right. I don't know if I'm ready to take phone calls. I announced on a show, we didn't do a show last week, and I apologize. So I was like, I'm going to make it up to everybody, do two shows, Monday and Wednesday. I wish I didn't do that because I have a big writing project that I should be working on right now. But I'm going to get to that, and I'm not leaving you guys. And then I was like, well, we're not going to worry about calls to Wednesday. The reason I said we're not going to worry about phone calls to Wednesday is I hadn't even looked into how I wanted to do it or how I was going to do it. So about 10 minutes ago, I went in. I activated my Discord for the Voice Connect thing, which I've never used before in my life. And then I said, screw it. Let's also put a phone number in there. So I think I think it might go through my phone. I don't know. I have a Google Voice number, which we used before. If you remember the old TNF shows we did, we took voice memos that I put them. I took the call and I downloaded the voice memo. Then I played it on the show. It's a very involved process. But since I've determined we're doing radio here, kids. This is old school radio in a new form, all right? So it's not so old that you don't want to pay attention to me. Jen Murrow's in chat with a big heart. Jen Murrow, if you don't follow Jen Murrow on Instagram, follow her on all social medias. I mean, look at that profile picture. You want to follow that profile picture anywhere. Go to official Jennifer Murrow on Instagram because she'll post occasionally what she cooks, what she makes. She's a great chef. She's a great baker. She's just wonderful. And I've never had, what was it, Jen, that you made? Irish soda bread, soda. I don't know. I've heard of it. I've never had it. And it looked great yesterday. So if you want to get hungry, follow Jen there on Instagram. Reginald says, let's talk about our extended car warranty. I, as you get older, we're live on Twitch, by the way, too. We're live on Facebook. I see the darkness right here. Hello, darkness, my old friend. See this right here? I'm trying to keep the vibe I'm trying to keep the vibe of the dark kind of radio studio vibe that I'm comfortable in. It's not even a look. It's more something I'm comfortable in. Well, also making sure you can see me and that YouTube will be happy with all that kind of stuff. So I have a couple cool lights, but I have a light over there. And when I took production classes, film production classes in college, this is the reason I left college to go start my radio career. I wanted to be a director. I thought this, I'm going to be like George Lucas, my hero. And then what ended up happening is I realized quickly that directing isn't just standing around talking to actors while you point. Because every like behind the scenes photo as a kid growing up, it was like George pointing. It was talking. I was like, that seems like fun. I think I'd like to do that. Tell my own stories and just point on set while actors listen to my words. Then I realized it was so much more than that. And a lot of it was just understanding more of the technical side. So lighting wasn't going to be a key grip anyways. But lighting, I failed that part. So right here, this darkness. I have a light. I have a proper stream light. It's battery powered. It probably is going to die. But it's too far away. It's not bright enough. And so I have the shadow. And then you see I have my eye bags aren't this bad. If you're listening on the podcast, just imagine Walter Donovan at the end of The Last Crusade when he sips from the incorrect cup and starts to die. The bags under my eyes right now, in part because of the lighting, look – just when he's still got a little bit of his form, but Elsa Snyder's starting to get scared, and then I'm going to die. That's kind of where I am. He chose poorly. But I was looking at this. The eyes right here, this is a cruel thing of aging. I was talking with my landlord today, actually, who's wonderful, and she's in her 70s, and she is a dancer, more flexible than me. Like I can't bend over to pick up a spoon if I drop it in the kitchen. She was gardening today and she was doing all the work. And she's like, you know, I said, how you doing? She says, I'm good, other than when I look in the mirror. And my mom says that too. And that could be a little bit of, you know, that could sound depressing, but I'm starting to get to that point. I'm very happy with my skincare routine. I have said before on my shows, I got a very good skincare routine. In fact, I won't give away the names. The other day, my pal, Jen Murrow and Chad here, we were hanging out with some friends and we went to the Soho House, which I've never been to in my life in LA because I'd rather go to a dive bar than some exclusive highfalutin place, members only, but members can bring in. And as we were walking in, the girl checking her IDs, Jen hands her ID and the woman goes, congratulations on your skincare routine. But she said it in a good way. And then I handed her mine. She goes, congratulations to you too. It wasn't said with as much enthusiasm as it was to Jen, but I'm proud of my skincare routine. But the mustache is going to be the gray in my mustache is here. We talked about this on the show, I know. My over under is 3 months that I'm all white, and I'm just going to live with it. I don't know if I should start dyeing my beard. As I've said before, I don't want to dye it like all black. That would be weird, like a grease paint beard. And I have a lot of red highlights here, so I don't want to do like red and dark brown, but I want to keep what I got. Brian Taylor says it goes white quick. The only time white is quick in anything is when the hair comes in your mirror. Ben Wellington's here. Ben Wellington, I still want to be a director, but I started as an editor like George Grove, like the photographer's at home. That's the key. I think you're one step ahead. You're one step ahead. Ben is great. Ben came to a flapper show of mine, and I usually hide this kind of stuff. Ben Wellington here in chat. Never met him before. A fan of the show. He showed up at Flappers in Burbank, and he was the only paying audience member. And at first, I got to admit, when I walked in, because on a show that's not well attended, comics will often go into the showroom and just watch, support each other, right? Because they don't really cancel shows. If there's one paying member there, we got a show. So if Ben had decided to not show up that night, they would have canceled the show. Unfortunately, Ben was there. And I felt embarrassed. I felt a little embarrassed. When Ben first introduced, I was like, I picked it up right away. Oh, it's Ben. I've communicated with Ben via DM over some music stuff before. He writes some great songs. But in my head, I was like, God damn it. Ben's going to know the truth. Like, don't tell people how I live. Tell them it's a sold out show. And the venue was shaking to the rafters and to the very foundations on which the comedy club was built, because there were so many people there. But more often than not, when you see comics like, hey, catch me here, if it's not like the Comedy Store on a Friday night, or you know, the Comedy Store overall, the Hollywood Improv, or on the road, this is kind of it. It's four people stuffed into the corner of a room watching a show. Jen Merle came to a show, too, and she was like, it was one of three people. And I know Jen well. It's like, we could have just gone to Islands and hung out, and I would have told a funny story. Ben says, bro, I loved it. Always been a fan. Glad you went forward with the show. It only went forward because of you. So a lot of stuff we want to get to on the blathering. We always want to look out in the world. And I have been so head down on things that I haven't really taken a look. I haven't looked up to the world. So I feel kind of bad. You know, I always go to my news app, which is kind of a depressing way to end the night. But I always go to it. But here's the thing. If anyone is still in my Discord, you have to be a member of my Patreon page to get in. But as I've discovered over the years, you can then stop. You can stop supporting me on Patreon, which is, I always say, is perfectly a okay thing to do for various reasons. Not any of it related to self-loathing, but your finances, you only want to support it for a time. You don't like me anymore. It's all good. I don't need an explanation. But if you leave the Patreon page, you're still in the Discord. And there's been times over, I got to tell you, there's been times over the last couple of years where I thought I should just purge that. But then I don't know. Once you, it's like you bought a ticket, I'll keep you there. But if you are in my Discord, in the general section, I did put up a phone number. It's a Google Voice number. So fees do apply. All right. If you call a long distance and it's like a $12, you know, call, God help you, all right? It's like my grandma and grandpa. Before they passed away, you'd call down to Anaheim. Phone would ring about six times. And then you'd they'd pick it up. And it'd be like, hello? Be like, grandma, it's Kenny. Kenny, how are you? Great, grandma. Okay, we great here too. Bye-bye. And she'd hang up. And you go down to visit, be like, grandma, why did you hang up when I called you? Well, you know, long distance. That's all they thought about. And would explain that long distance, not what it used to be. I got minutes. We're good. I got a burner phone. We're good. And she'd still hang up. Rest in peace, grandma. Grandma. Eat. Born in Kyiv, Ukrainian. She'd hate to see what happened. Laserbolt says, I miss the landline days with a long-distance call. Cost a ton, right? Right. Dylan Berry's here. As always, too, if you got a question, let's do some questions. Since I haven't even looked at the state of the world, keep it a little bit up on spring training, trying to get my baseball engine running again. I got a big fantasy baseball draft for the next weekend, next Sunday. Gone most of the day drafting fantasy baseball players. But I'm still on the football. I'm still playing Madden. I'm still catching the Dolphins or what they're doing. But if you got a question, ask it here. As I always say, if you have a question that I don't want to answer, meaning it's something about my career and it's kind of salacious, like a place I worked or something like that, or maybe of an adult-themed nature and I'm just not in the mood, I won't answer. But if you super chat it, I will at least acknowledge it, maybe explain why. All right? Mike Fink is here. My buddy Mike Fink, let's go O's. I don't know, you're in Baltimore, but have we talked about that? As Mike Fink, Orioles. I like the Orioles. I have to root against them. They're good this year. They're going to be good. Troy is here. Brian Taylor says, yes, you can make collect calls. We got Reds checking in. Troy saying, Nana Napsuck. Babushka. We call her Babushka. JMB's got beard comments. Go Hollywood Hogan, bleached handlebar mustache with the jet black stubble. The grease paint beard. Mike Fink's born and raised in Baltimore. That I do recall. Tiller saying go Dodgers. What a basic bitch that Tiller is. Sorry. Sometimes I disgust myself. That Hogan, a lot of great pro wrestling beards. The Hogan NWO turns heel beard is something. Superstar Billy Graham, similar vibe. A lot of people copied from, not even copied from Superstar Billy Graham. A lot of them just said, yeah, no, I'm paying homage to Superstar Billy Graham. Scott Steiner's entire reinvention was basically, yeah, let me just be Superstar Billy Graham for a new era. I don't know if it worked, but I liked some of what Steiner does. I've been around Scott Steiner. He's Scott Steiner is explosive. That's all I'll say. Tully Quinn is the important question. It's freezing to work out early. Should I get a pizza? All right, that's our first question of the night. But as I said, I'll answer this question. If you are in my Discord still and you're feeling sassy and you want to help me test out the phone calls, we're going to be doing phone calls here. I think my system's all set to work. Give me a call. All right. Look, later on, if you're like, dude, it was a $55 call. You know, we can work it out. I have insurance with Lloyd's of London. All right. Tully Quinn says, important question. It's freezing and work let out early. Should I get a pizza? Yes. Pizza is that's what pizza is for. I like most people in the world, I was going to say Americans, but I think we should extend it to the world. If you have access to pizza, you're eventually going to, you love pizza on a certain level. I love homemade pizzas. I love crappy pizzas from 7-Eleven. I love fancy pizzas, unless it gets too fancy. If it's too fancy, it's kind of like going to the Soho Club on a Saturday night. It's almost too fancy. I'd rather go, let's go down to the dive bar. Let's go down to the club. Last Thursday night, Grace and I had a busy night. We had to move some things. I had to drive a 20-foot U-Haul, which isn't the largest truck in the world, but I am definitely not someone who's comfortable in that. And I had to drive that. I sweat through my jeans and every part of my body. Driving a 20-foot U-Haul truck through Burbank. So we, at the end of the day, I whipped out the credit card and I said, we're doing this. We're swiping for pizza. And we got some pizza and it was exactly, Tully, what I needed emotionally. And it's one of those emotional foods. While you're eating it, you almost don't feel good. Your body starts going, this is not what we should be eating. The next morning, your body's like, we're sluggish. It's because you have pizza in you. You have dough and cheese. I didn't get any meat. Giggity. What did I go with? Oh, feta cheese, sliced and diced Roma tomatoes, red onions, and olives. That was a pizza I made. And it's really good. And I did try to see if I could get a Detroit-style pizza. They didn't offer it. So LQ's here. Says pizza's one of the perfect comfort foods. I think we're agreeing with that. Laser Bolts has just finished a Mexican pizza from Taco Bell. That's living right. I've not been to Taco Bell since the GPA days. One day, Josh and I ran down the street to a Taco Bell, and he turned in. It was one of the, it almost ended our friendship. I just couldn't. It was a one. You were supposed to come down the street we were on, turn a left, and then turn a left, hook a left into the Taco Bell, and come around to the drive-thru. He, from a double yellow, stop traffic to turn left into the drive-thru and then cut in like, I'm here to cut in. And I almost got out of the car. Qui-Gon Quiggs is here. I had Costco pizza with just a guaranteed overeat. Yeah, I love a good Costco pizza. It's been 2 years. All right, so Tully, first question of the night. As we often talk about food, yes, you should get a pizza. And try that. Try the tomato, red onion, Roma tomatoes, and feta cheese on top of regular cheese. Andrew Cook says, all this food talk is making me hungry. And I've just finished lunch because he's in another world. Another question. Oh, Vermont Mike has a beard combination. Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Fallon of the Ultimate Beard. That's a good pro wrestling beard. Jimmy Fallon. Going back a ways with that. I enjoy that. That's a good reference. Mike Fink loves pizza. But Mike Pink is his stage name. Dylan Barry, the Dylan Barry Network. Check it out. It says, how do you feel about spring holidays, traditions, maybe Easter, March Madness, St. Paddy's Day, golf tournaments, Cinco de Mayo, Blowout Ohio, Liz Phair song there. I'm looking at this list, Dylan, and I don't really participate in any of them. Growing up in the church, I participated in Easter, right? You know, he is risen. We did that stuff. We'd go to an Easter sunrise service. Hated it, not because of Jesus, but because no one should be up at 5 a.m. to sit and listen to a pastor as you start falling asleep. Plus, for me, if you still need to hear the good word, I hope you get to hear it. But for me, having grown up in the church, I kind of was like already on board with the message. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Got it. Easter Bunny isn't the only reason we got this. Got it. So I just felt I didn't need to wake up at 5 a.m. to go to an Easter sunrise service to hear the same thing again. I felt like Easter and Christmas during the height of my church days, which ended 2004 was the last time I was regularly in a church. I felt Easter and Christmas were for the rookies, for the amateurs. It was the people coming in because they're visiting family and mom says, let's just go to church. Are those who were guilty, man, I did a lot of things. I had a threesome in November. I better go to church in December. Just clear the palate as we go into the new year where I can do more of that. That's what I felt Easter and Christmas were. Andrew Cook says, does the U.S. have hot cross buns? Yeah, it is a category on Pornhub, I think. But I've heard of hot cross buns. But to your other part of your question here, Dylan, March Madness, I'm not a college basketball fan, much as Mark Ellis just absolutely hates that about me. I don't do St. Paddy's Day. It's a rookie drinking day. It's an amateur drinking day. Plus, I'm not sure about the entire, I have to really look at what are we celebrating on St. Paddy's Day. My friend Joe he put out some stuff yesterday that was like, yeah, all right, maybe the true meaning of St. Paddy's Day needs to be analyzed a little bit more. But maybe it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just don't know. I don't know. So I've never really done St. Paddy's Day, and I've always loathe the wear green crap. I don't mean to be a killjoy, but when I was back in the office days, the day job days, the security days, you know, people would go up to the office, the mall management office, and there'd always be one or two people. Yeah, he didn't wear green. Yeah, I'm not. This isn't fun and games time. Like, my job went from boring to insane in seconds, and you couldn't predict when. So I didn't wear costumes. No, even though I was in a suit and tie, I didn't dress up in costumes for Halloween or for Christmas parties that were during lunch hours at the office. And I didn't wear green because I didn't want to have to run to a gang fight and be like dressed as a clown, like in clown shoes or something. I was already tough enough. Anyways, golf tournaments, never been one. I do like golf. Cinco de Mayo, same thing, other than Liz Phair song. Dylan, I'm sorry, Dylan. You asked a great question. I was like, nah. But Dylan answers his own question. It says spring training. That is the biggest tradition for me. Spring training, fantasy baseball. I've been in the same fantasy baseball league since 1999. Me and my friend Corey co-own the team. And we don't see each other much anymore. We used to work together in security. We only see each other once a year for the draft. We go over to his house. It's a lot of fun. Right. Catching up with the questions. Great question, though. He did murder packets. There you go. Brian Tiller says, I went to church every Sunday up to age 16 or so. As my mom's mandatory plus one. Laserbolt says, I'm not a big basketball fan, but I love a good March Madness pool. Just made my picks last night. Now, when it comes to gambling, I do desperately need cash. Maybe I should. Maybe I should make a bracket. Is it too late to make a bracket? No? Okay. Good. Jerry Garza's here. Jerry says, my only green shirt I have is a Dr. Doom shirt. Now, see, if I still had my Return of the Jedi shirt from when I was a kid, the one with the iron-on decal of Vader, Emperor, Luke, it was green. And then had the decal on. I would have worn that every day. I still wish I had a version of that shirt. Vermont Mike checking in here. Anyone fortunate to live in the path of the total eclipse? 60,000 mourns expected in my small Vermont town. Let's head there. Let's go hang out with Vermont Mike. Vermont Mike, I hit town. I hit your town. Where are we going first? Answer me that. Because it's going to happen one day. I'm going to do some comedy out near you. I'll hit the town there. Where are you and I going to go? Where's the first? What bar? What diner are we going to? But Damon Sears says I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, so I have plenty of Green Bay. Yeah, there you go. That could work. If there was some sort of teal situation, I would have been covered as a Miami Dolphin fan for a long time. What is the eclipse? I try to keep up. Like I said, my head's been down. What is the total eclipse of the heart? Turn around every now and then. All right. Oh, here's the eclipse map. Got it. Okay. 2024 total eclipse. Where and when? I'm looking at this. Oh, gosh. Look at this path. Yes. Okay. This is fascinating. I should find a way. How can I share my screen? Okay. Do it. It's not doing it. Do it. See, I know OBS more than I know StreamYard. I'm saying share my screen. Share it. Okay. Oh. There we go. Sorry, everybody. Oh, no. There we go. Okay. Is that on? There we go. Okay. I did it. Suckers. You guys just watch me fight technology live on air. Brendan is here checking in on Facebook, says, I'm half Irish. My dad was from Coal Island, North Ireland, and we never celebrate St. Paddy's Day. It's never a big deal for them in Ireland. Yeah. See, that's what I worry about. All right. Here it is. So where and when is... So here we go. Vermont, right? This is fantastic. We could get totally lost in this. Is this the right one? Oh, look at this. This is amazing. This is worth everything. crappy hotels in Southern Illinois went from 80 a night to 400 for the eclipse. Laserball says eclipse is close to Michigan, but not close enough. Is this the right eclipse that I'm on? Is this the right one? Because that's this date. I don't know. This is fantastic. So we got to go to Caryville, Russellville, Carbondale, somewhere in Indianapolis. We got to head to Cleveland. Let's all go to Cleveland. Niagara Falls there. Ellis and I will just miss it. We'll be in Boston, but we'll miss it there. And then up in Vermont. I can catch it in Maine. That's fascinating. Okay. That's the one. Okay. So it's not a current one. Got it. All right. Well, we got to pick our poison then. Let's all go to Vermont Mike's house. Tiller's on with me too. Okay, Tiller. Brian Tiller says, just hearing about this eclipse. Brian Tiller, frontman of the Moonagers. And the Moonagers took one on the chin in February, and we're going to rebound. We're going to get some stuff going. Brian and I have to have a fortnight meeting and figure out the future. If you're just joining, this is the Blathering Live. I do this generally every Wednesday, but we have a bonus episode here tonight because I missed an episode last week. You can super chat the show and ask a question that I will acknowledge at least, or you can just support. Tip options are down below. But don't forget to check out the Stream Elements store. If you're watching on YouTube, we got those links, and you can get some Team Zuck merch as well. That is the shilling. Vermont Mike says, we have public works bulldozers standing by to plow vehicles out of the way for emergencies. I kid you not. This is, you know what it reminds me of? And Aaron Hatcher's here as well. Hello, Aaron Hatcher. We got to get Aaron Hatcher out of here soon, though, because he's got the wangers to watch. Striffler's back on it. What you're describing, Vermont Mike, is what I think started to happen with the storm chasing world, where chasing storms, tornadoes, became so popular after a while. It's kind of like Mount Everest, where there's just, it's a log jam. Or hiking, climbing up to the top of Half Dome in Yosemite, where it's a log jam of people. And every photo you see on Instagram is someone by themselves in all their glory out in nature. But behind them and not shown, or behind the cameras, hundreds and hundreds of people. I think that's what I think you might be talking about, Vermont Mike. Well, this eclipse, you know, I get it. I remember Halley's Comet, 84. I remember the hype. But now, like storm chasing, everyone, you know, those shows, because I used to watch the Storm Chaser show on like Discovery, everything with Reed Timmer and Sean Casey and the Dominator and all those things. I was fascinated with that. Always said I wanted to do a storm chase myself. And Hillbilly Scripps is here. God bless Hillbilly Scripps, an angel among us. Most everything in Central Texas is completely booked for Eclipse Day. Unbelievable here. Well, you know, and it's not coming anywhere near us. Not coming anywhere near us. Oh, it's going right by you, Scribs. Hillbilly Scribs is, you're right in the path. That's crazy. You got to rent your house out as like an Airbnb and make some money that week. That would be that. That's what you should do, sir. God bless you. Jonas is here, the Del Taco brother of Hillbilly Scribs with a great profile picture. Catching up to Chad here. Oh, so anyways, Vermont Mike, that's got to be kind of where I'm at, right? Was that what you're mentioning? It's like so many people are there to see this. And what you're describing is 3 minutes of full eclipse. They're going to block. Someone's going to have a heart attack. Someone's going to stare into the eclipse and drop dead, and they're not going to be able to get an ambulance there. So I agree with your city. You know what, Vermont Mike, can we sponsor one of these public work bulldozers? I'll name it after a transformer or something like that. Eric Lozano's here. Pit Boss, please do the news. I do the news. Well, it's been on hiatus. Check out Anytime. Anytime with Ken and Alden. I do have the news segment over there, except for it went on a very unexpected hiatus because I had to take this cool job I have writing for a YouTube channel that I can't fully divulge right now. So it's been a lot of fun. But, you know, the movie news, I just don't follow the movies. But the news of the news is over on Anytime. Yeah, okay, yeah, Vermont Mike, you're right. You see, yeah, okay. We're going to be the Constructicons. This is amazing. Maybe it's because I'm not in the path of the eclipse. Aaron Hatcher saying, I live in Arkansas, so I'm expecting Cass here on Eclipse Day. Arkansas. Aaron, how close are you to Little Rock? How close are you to Little Rock? Can you get to Little Rock? Because Mark Ellis and I will be doing comedy there later in the year. Got a question here. Let me favorite that. Scott says, bring the Moon Agers of Minnesota and I'll play live drums for you guys. Look, Jonas is going to do some drumming for us. Jonas doesn't remember, but he volunteered to do some live track drumming there or whatever I'm trying to say. But Scott, you know, you never know. We might show up on First Avenue. Let's do it. Aiden's here with a baseball question. I'm going to try to get to with a semblance of expertise and knowledge. You're listening to Blathering Live. We're here for a bit. If you're in my Discord, I don't know if anyone's trying. There is a phone number there. If you want to try to call. And by the way, once I iron out how I'm going to do this, well, I have the voice channel on the Discord thing up, but I have a Google Voice number. Once I decide the best way forward, it's also going to be extended to YouTube channel members. You do not just have to be on my Patreon page. You can also support here on YouTube, and the number will be up or the way to call in will be up. So there you go. Oh, okay. Jonas says, I remember. All right. Catching up with some questions here. Brennan Casey, is this one any plans on coming to Chicagoland area for some shows? Nothing right now, but we'd love to. Troy says, sorry, I'm driving. Yes, Also, do not call while you're driving. I do not want to be legally or morally responsible for that. Troy says, sorry, I'm driving. Yeah, please don't call while you're driving. Aaron Hatcher says, what? I've always wanted y'all to come to Little Rock, but I didn't think y'all would. I live very close to Little Rock. I live in North Little Rock, basically. I've pulled off and gone to a Sonic drive-thru. That story I tell sometimes, which I'll probably tell on stage, was in North Little Rock. Yes, we will be there. Check Mark Ellis's website for more information. I think I'll be there. He'll at least be there, but I'm definitely in the plans. We talked about it. This is going to be fun. All right, getting to some other questions here. Dylan Barry, I just want to hear you talking about using Stream Elements OBS in your Collider Screen Junkies days. Did you ever work in the booth on those shows? What were they using for their broadcasts? In short, no. During the those days, I didn't work them. But with Screen Junkies, I was in there. We used a TriCaster. So big, giant, $1,000 upon $1,000 worth of equipment. We had a little booth there, that little JTE booth, if you remember, like they had that, we had that camera set up to go in, the JTE cam. I would be in there. And I did learn how to operate it enough to where during a live episode, if JTE needed to go to the bathroom or something like that, I could press enough buttons to run it. Did not touch it on Collider. You didn't need to, because we had a full-on productions crew at both locations. As I've said before, Screen Junkies, there was an entire production wing for all the channels at Defy Media at the time. So it was always weird. I didn't touch any of that stuff. I wish I learned a little bit more of it early on, because that way when I was laid off and on my own and broadcasting from my home studio, I would have figured that stuff out sooner. Collider, I think, used OBS. I think they used a couple. They didn't have a TriCaster, at least back then, very expensive. But then what ended up happening, I did go back to 2019, after I long left Screen Junkies and Collider. They hired me to run the board because JT actually, for a while, he moved. I think JT lives back in LA now, but he moved to like Wisconsin for a while. So they hired me. They hired another guy, but I came in and I learned it a little bit more. So I wasn't an expert on a TriCaster by any means, but I actually could handle it. And actually, it's kind of fun. That's why once I kind of learned it and paid attention to it, it's fun. I like running OBS with Pop Rockin' Radio, though we are on a Pop Rockin' Radio hiatus right now as well. A lot of hiatuses in my life. All good reasons. None of it's like me getting tired of this stuff or anything. Just got to concentrate on other things. But the thing is, I wish you kind of get in. There's two sides to digital media, I think. And for a lot of us who got there early, you didn't necessarily know a lot of the back end stuff. I didn't know how to make thumbnails. I didn't even know how to format pictures right. I didn't know any of that stuff, and I didn't need to know any of that stuff, unfortunately. Even though I was a producer, I should have paid more attention, but I was dealing more with the on-air stuff, and JT had it. There was a girl named Gracie who was our post-production supervisor. Parker Roberts was she was our content manager. We had Amin, who was an editor at AE. All the stuff at Screen Junkies was handled for me, so I didn't have to learn it. Then you get the Collider, a little bit more hands-on, but we had a production team. The Wangers, Cody Hall, Christian Ruvakaba, Adam Smith, Thad Williams, Dennis Zen, all of them on that side. And Remsen Allard came a little bit later towards the end of my run. They handled all that stuff. So you just I didn't have to do any of it. And then when I was dumped into the freelance world, where everyone's kind of doing it on their own, I was behind the eight ball. And there's that way to get into digital media, the old days, when you got hired by a company. And then there's folks that learned because they're on their own and they're 12 and they're, ooh, I want to do that. So I want to learn OBS. I want to learn how to stream video games. And they're also buying their third house right now, those kids. I wish I had more of that. And I wish I had stopped to learn more of it going on. So good question, because that was something that it's always been on my mind. Aiden Walsh is here. And Aiden, sorry for the sip, Aiden Walsh says, hey, Ken, what's your 2024 World Series prediction? I'm going to say, here's the thing. The Dodgers got an amazing team. And I like Shohei Ohtani. I just feel like the way baseball and the baseball gods work, that not every time you put it all on the field, it doesn't work out. The 1997 Marlins were a great example of a team that said, we're going to win the World Series this year by going out to acquire all the best players we can get and afford. And they did it. And they got Jim Leland and to manage. And they got Kevin Brown and Sheffield and Benito Santiago and Moises Salou and all these players, along with Mr. Marlin, Jeff Conine, already there. And then they won the World Series. I just don't think that happens all the time. Yeah, I'm a Yankee fan, but the Yankee victories in 96, 98, 99, 2000, man, like, we had a homegrown core. And though we did go out and get some of the better players later on, and you could say we bought our championship, but every team buys a championship because you're paying these players. Clemens was an example, bringing him in, of course, the best of the best at the time and doing that. All that, yeah, sure, certainly, but it was a homegrown team. And even at 96, we went out and got, you know, Charlie Hayes. We brought in Joe Girardi. We had Jimmy Key. These weren't, you know, the superstars of superstars. This was a good team. So I don't think it often works out. So that's why I'm not hopeful for the Dodgers. Ben Wellington says Twins Dodgers. That's fair. But the Dodgers are a fair bet. So I'm going to go on a limb. And I'm going to say Atlanta gets back to the dance. I really liked the Atlanta roster top to bottom. I like some of the pitching. Go there. And then I'd love to say my Yankees. I'd love to. I just don't believe that. And I do really like those Twins. So maybe a 1991 World Series rematch, Atlanta and Minnesota, which I think, for my money, is the best World Series I've ever watched. Maybe not the best of all time, but the best one that I've ever watched was 1991. Ed Haskell is here, fellow Yankee fan. And Eddie, you know, I want to say the Yankees, but probably not the way. You're watching Blathering Live. We're here for a little bit more, about a half hour more. I do want to take this. I just feel alone. Not by you. I'm not neglected by anyone. I just feel I'm putting the phone calls out. I want to try to get these phone calls working. Tigers versus Expos. That's a great one. 1994 would have been Expos Yankees. If anyone wants to call in, the number's in the Discord for Patreon supporters. And then once we iron this out, it will be available for YouTube channel members. We'll be live here on Wednesday as well. The normal show will go the normal length, more about 90 minutes. That will be Wednesday per usual, and then 20 minutes coffee. Quick one, Thursday morning. Brandon, talking baseball. Laser Bowl says, I don't have a clue about my Tigers this season. Yeah, probably not their season. Brandon K says, 2005 World Series is the best I've seen. Was that White Sox? That was White Sox. Was 05 White Sox Astros? It's been a bit. Damon says, I'm a Brewers fan. A lot of close but no cigar. I like those Brewers. New manager this year, right? I like it. I like the energy. A Brewers World Series wouldn't maybe get the big ratings a lot of people want, but I don't care about that. 05 was White Sox. Okay, White Sox Astros. I do remember that one. Got it. Super Chat, our buddy Eddie Haskell. Hello, my friend. Hope to see you here in New York in May. What was your worst fast food experience? Mine was in Florida. I hate mustard with a passion. And one of two. I'll wait for Eddie's second one to come in there. You could just type it in the normal. Lauren Romans here says, go Tigers. I'll tell you what. If the Tigers make the playoffs, we'll do what we tried to do with the Detroit Lions. If the Tigers make the playoffs, I will eat an entire large Detroit-style pizza right here. Eddie's saying, oh, and it was with a super chat. Eddie, you're generous. Says, I hate mustard with a passion. After a 12-hour day, I went to BK and told him no mustard. Started driving, took a bite, and mustard poured out each side of my mouth. Like I was near death. Worst fast food experience for me. I mean, it's hard for me to say I've had a bad fast food experience because I just love it. And I always approach it with just such, you know, hope, positive energy, and love. Every fast food experience. So outside of just I overate or something like that, I've never had. I'm trying to dig deep here, Eddie. trying to dig deep here. I'm not counting like food poisoning stories. That's whatever. It's neither here nor there. Occasionally, you know, crap, my second cheeseburger wasn't there. That wasn't too bad. I've been blessed. This is a boring answer, but I'm trying to think, going back to my life, here's the thing. I put good energy. And I'm not saying Eddie doesn't. Eddie is nothing but good energy. But when I'm in a drive-thru, I'm so goddamn affable. When I go in, I'm so goddamn affable. I'm like Dusty Rhodes, speaking to the working man. That I've gotten extra sodas. I've gotten, sorry, we had an extra shamrock shake. You want one? Like, I've gotten that kind of stuff. I'm like Alec Baldwin in the movie The Cooler with William H. Macy. Like, William H. Macy was the cooler. They put him into casinos to cool the winnings around him. I'm the other way. I'm the heater. I'm the fast food heater. You put me in there and you'll get treated right. Watching on Twitch. Here's a name from the past. If you're watching on Twitch, A Dave says, I've had bad experiences after Ken's fast food. This is because A Dave and I used to live together. And A Dave and I, we were at our poorest. Our great careers had not yet begun. We were playing GTA 2. Watching Survivor on Thursdays, coming home from a day job we both hated, and we'd go to this Del Taco that's on Balboa Avenue in the heart of the San Fernando Valley. We'd take what little cash we had in our own reserves, and we'd buy ourselves some Del Taco, and we'd sit there and eat it and dream of a better tomorrow. Dave found that better tomorrow. Still waiting for the clouds to clear. And emotionally, it wasn't the food, but it was the experience around it. It also reminds me, I got to text A. Dave. I got to text him a little. It's been too long. Eddie says, not born and may continue to be blessed that way. We've all had mad meals, missing food, extra burger fries, huge bonus. I'll tell you, yeah, I think of in positive experiences. 5 a.m. Double Westerns. Kyle Harlow's here, says, hey, Dave. Now, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time. Yeah, old Twitch streaming fans of mine back in the early days when I first started playing Fortnite. That's my buddy, A. Dave. 5 a.m. Double Westerns, too. We did it all. I remember one time we went to a Popeye's Chicken, and we went to a Popeye's Chicken, me, Dave, and another roommate, and we got some food, some Popeye's Chicken, which is generally pretty good. The food wasn't bad. And then we went back, and we all put on a certain movie. We were watching a movie, like, hey, let's do this chicken in this movie, and about 10 minutes in the movie, we thought, this is not who we are. And we just finished the chicken. We stopped the movie, and then we finished the chicken in silence. I remember that day, too. Eddie, I'll tell you what. And Andrew Cook, you got a question up there. I got to favorite that question, too. Where's that one there? Oh, there we go. All right, Andrew, got your question favorited, so I don't forget it. Troy says GTA 2. Yeah, top down mania. What improvement of the first game. And then GTA 3 blew him out of the water. And I never played. I never played it. Ben Wellington knows what I'm. He's picking up what I'm putting down. We stopped a movie and finished the chicken. It was the early 2000s, man. It was a crazy time. Yeah, I never played GTA 3. That's Vice City, right? We played GTA 2 in our house. It was me, Dave, and another roommate. We played that thing like crazy. And then that third one came out, and I just watched them play. I never touched it. To this day, I've never touched it. It's the weirdest thing. Weirdest thing in the world. Is it really? No, not really. Eddie, though, I'll say this about Eddie Haskell. He was there for one of my favorite, I'll call it fast food burger, but it was like a burger shop, like a tiny non-chain burger location in the greater Washington, D.C. area. And it was after a show. Mark Ellis and I did a show, and Eddie and our buddy John Mariano, we were all hanging out with someone else. I can't remember if anyone else was there, Eddie. And we went to, it was like the only thing open. I love Washington, D.C., but the thing about Washington, D.C. is the thing about Washington, D.C. is it kind of closes early. And so the first night after the show, Ellis and I stopped at a very pricey bar, quite frankly, but had good sliders. And we walked in at like 9:10, and the guy was like, kitchen's closed, but I'll get you guys. So the next night we found it was the only one open. It was like, I don't even know if it was 24 hours, but it was like midnight. And we all sat outside. It was freezing fucking cold. And we had an interesting show. It was an interesting weekend of shows. And we sat there, and it was greasy and cheesy and a heart attack in my hands, but it just felt right. It's one of those nights as you're eating this food, you look to the skies and you think, I am infinite, right? It's that moment. It's that moment. All right, so GTA 3... So Vice City came after GTA 3. Then maybe I played GTA 3 too? I can't remember. Dave, do you remember? We played Tony Hawk and all that stuff religiously. I definitely, GTA 2, because that was the one that changed the game, that like, it suddenly was awesome. And then GTA 3. Maybe it's GTA 3. I don't know. I'm just making this up as I go along. Getting some questions. If you got a question, ask it now. And if I want to ignore the question, I will. If you super chat it, I'll at least acknowledge it. Andrew Cook says, have you had any sightings of Joe Starr recently? Yes, I have. I read that. I thought we were going aliens there. No, my one UFO UAP sighting is 2001, I think. Summer 2001. Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, I did Joe Starr and I did a comedy show, Ryan O'Toole's comedy show, which was a great show at the Goodnight Bar. We did at the beginning of March, which seems like 2 months ago, but that is actually 15 days ago. Wow. And Joe's doing good. We're trying to get lunch. We are trying to get lunch. Hey, Dave says, we played Vice City at the mall. We were supposed to be patrolling, I think the Iron Room. Oh, yeah, that's right. They put that in there. The things that security teams do. On Sunday morning, this is not... Now, I'll say this. I was not the director of security this time. I wouldn't have allowed it. But when I was just a supervisor, on Sunday mornings, the assistant director and my staff... So my boss was doing it. I couldn't get in trouble. My assistant director would sit down. They would put Madden on the camera room. So instead of looking at the cameras to patrol the mall, like Dave's saying, they actually just had Madden. You know? And then when I first got there back in the day, at the closing of the mall at 9 p.m. at night or whatever it is, they would do this thing we'd call go into line of sight deployment, which was 15 minutes before the mall closed, we would stand by in the area of all the jewelry stores because that's when most of the jewelry stores, smash and grabs and robberies and stuff would happen, either right after the mall opens or right before it closes. So we had a system in place patrolling the red curbs to make sure there's no car with an engine running, that we just at least identify it, if not tell them to move along. And then every officer deployed interior was in a line of sight where we could see each other, we could see the jewelry stores, and we'd call it out. And we'd also, as the jewelry stores closed for the night and they put their, you know, gates down to count out the till and everything, we would count how many employees were in there, make eye contact with the manager, wave. All these things a good security department should do. And I found out, we are out there doing it, then I found out that I couldn't figure out why my three supervisors were never on the floor during this rather important part of the day, one of the only important parts of the day we had. And I went back, and they were all on the three computers in the security office, the three supervisor computers, connected by a network, playing Doom. I complained about that one. I was a little snitch. Yeah, I admitted it there. Super chat coming in from JMB for an extra topping on the Detroit style pizza made the skies clear sooner than later. Thank you, JMB. I really appreciate that and appreciate you around. There you go. We got a follow-up question here on Facebook. I'll get to that. Eddie confirmed. That was a fun weekend. Really good hit spot. Yeah, you did get COVID. Yeah, I think there was some COVID that went around that weekend. But it was a good time. The burger, the memory of the burgers. A-Dave says, you're not responsible, but you're still the only adult. So thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah. And every Sunday morning, we'd go get Denny's Grand Slam meals and send the old guy out into the mall to patrol. We left him alone, and he loved it because the young kids didn't bother him. Oh, the memories. Barry Cohen, B.S. Cohen, my friend B.S. Cohen from pro wrestling and comedy, says, to be fair, Doom is a great game. Yeah, it wasn't the best. It wasn't the best. Good question about Disney World. Oh, Eddie, it was Mark John, myself, and Mark's high school, childhood high school buddy. Yep. Jack. Great weekend. We cleared out the Joe Star one. Andrew Totten says, getting on any shows with Christian anytime. I miss you all guys together. No plans for that. But I will say, Christian and I did actually meet up for lunch. And I got to say, the cheap bastard paid, too. I got to tell you. He paid, and he paid well. We had a good lunch. We caught up. We wanted to make sure that we saw each other face-to-face. It's been a long time. It was a great time, and it's been fun. So no plans to be on his shows. He's doing great with what he's doing, and we talked about some YouTube stuff and gave me some great advice in the ever-changing waters of YouTube. So it was a good time. It was a good time. But no plans for me to be over on the big thing anytime soon. But hey, you can always have those wonderful memories, I guess, right? Andrew, did that sound dismissive? I don't want to sound dismissive to your question. Yeah, keep your memories, kid. Nah. It was good times. Good times. All right, Andrew says, thanks for answering the question. There you go. Kyle Harlow, who's an old schooler. Kyle Harlow was one of the first people watching me on Twitch in 2018. Come on, for 6 years. Wow. Ken, did you go to Disneyland or Disney World as a kid? If so, what attractions are gone now that you miss? Oh, that's a good question. I wish my buddy Ken Plume was here. He's a Disney expert. See, I would have him call in. That's what I would do. I did not go to Disney World. I have not actually been to Disney World outside of Star Wars Celebration 2017, where they took all of us digital media journalist types to the Hollywood Land portion of it to ride Star Tours and some of the stuff there. It was before Galaxy's Edge. But it was fun. So one day maybe I'll get back there. I'm not in a hurry to head out to Florida anytime soon, but it was good. But Disneyland, we went all the time. Disneyland, we did go all the time. My grandparents, rest in peace, the house that my aunt now lives in is, right around the corner from Disneyland, near the intersection of Dickel and Ball Road. I'm not making that up. I hate to giggle like a schoolboy, but my grandparents, to get to them, you get off on Ball Road and then you turn onto Dickel. I don't know if the city planners really paid attention to that when they built Anaheim, but my grandparents were right there. You can see the fireworks every night. So we went a lot. I love it. And you know what's funny? Wog says, how you doing? Ken checking in from Australia. And then says, I look like Leon the Professional. Look, if you're going to come in here and flirt with me like that, you got to warn me first because I'll take it. That's amazing. Thank you. Jean Renault, one of the people I performed stand-up comedy in front of. That's a rare, like, random. He was at the Improv one night, front row. And he wasn't much of a laugher, but I wouldn't call him, like, a jerk or anything. But every comic was very aware that Leon the Professional was in the front row. And we tried to make him laugh, and I think that made him not laugh harder. Oh, look at this. All right, we got some questions coming in here. Let's see if I can do this. All right, let's do this. All right. Hey, everybody. Loud this time. Okay. We got our first caller. Caller, where are you calling from and what's your name and what you got? Kenny No Bothers is here, man. You got me live on the Blathering. You're the first in. I even undid the mic access, so you have free reign. Who's calling? Where are you calling from? What's your question? What's your favorite cheeseburger? Troy, did you park your car? Okay. This is great. This is great. You like all the cheeseburgers. That's amazing. This is wonderful. Troy, I got to ask you about your beard and your profile picture. I'll have to bring it up here. I'll scroll back to see if I can and I can do it. So can anyone else? Oh, you all can't hear him. Okay. 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 Hold on here. I got it. All right. Troy, stay with me. I know what happened. Okay. Hold on. All right. I got to fix this. You all wait. I see what happened. Oh no. I get it. I can't fix it. Hold on. Here we go. All right. We're going to fix this, Troy. I know what happened. All right. Now, Troy, talk, and let me see if people can hear you.
Testing the phone lines.
Okay.
One, right. 2, 3.
Now we're going to be on a delay.
Testing for proper modulation.
Yep. Now we're going to be on a delay. Now we're going to, hopefully people, I have one mix minus thing that I have to undo. Fixed. Okay. So, but now the sound is horrible. I'm going to have to work on that. All right. We'll work on that later. But Troy, Troy is calling, I was going to tell everyone about your, wonderful beard, that I was going to bring up here. Here it is. How long have you had that beard, Troy?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have that particular beard any longer. That picture is probably like 6 years old at this point. So I'm cut down to more of like a, Wyatt Earp, Van Dyke style, fat goatee, swirly, snidely whiplash mustache.
Is that on purpose? You strike a cowboy vibe in your life? What do you do?
You know what? I kind of like I like to stand out, like people to ask about it. You know, it turns out I didn't realize I was so vain and naive until I started going bald, but I am. So it's really just compensating for the bald spot up top.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. The moment you start losing your hair is when you realize just how vain you actually are, which is why I introduced beanies into my life. This is amazing. Well, Troy, I'm so happy you're going to be the trivia question of who got in first. I will, though. I'm going to have to fix that sound thing, because what ends up happening is StreamYard suppresses my audio. So everyone, the audio quality is going down, but we can hear Troy, and that's what's important. So I'll fix that along the way. But Troy, thank you for calling in. Any final question, any thought? You've got the air. Do you want to yell Baba Booey? Are you going to see the eclipse? Are you going to see Mark Ellis and I do comedy at the Rockwell? What are you doing?
Oh, I can't wait for that. And I think you mentioned Justine's show, too. Were you opening for Justine still on Wednesday?
I'm going to be hosting the Justine Marino show at Laugh Boston. Mark Ellis will be featuring, and Justine headlining. She's very funny, known Justine for years. So, it's a twofer. It's a twofer.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to seeing you both next time. We'll be there on Wednesday, and we'll be there on Saturday as well.
All right. Now, here's the rules, Troy. I've never met you in person, right? We've never met at a convention yet, right, or anything like that?
No, I saw you every time in New York.
Have we met in New York? Have we hung out in New York? See, this is okay.
Only 3 times.
Okay. Here's the rules, though. When you come up, you go, hey, it's Troy, the dude who called into your show, and then we're going to be friends for life. Then I won't forget that we've met.
Oh, I got upgraded. All right, cool.
You got upgraded. All right. Thank you for calling in, Troy. Our first call. I'm so excited with that. Though I am going to have to I'm really bummed about the sound thing. I'm going to have to fix that. Let me get my sound back up to the level we want. It was supposed to forward it. You know what? Okay. This is why I'm doing it. I don't like to experiment on air, but I think I had to do this. I have to make sure I unblock calls. It's supposed to be forwarded to my phone so I could take it in and get the best sound quality. These are all the things that I've got to figure out. And this is what happens when you plan things 10 minutes before you drop to air. So I'm going to, don't mind me, I'm going to be poking down and looking on, looking at my phone here as I figure that out while we guys, while we all figure it out. If anyone else wants to give it a go, we know we can do it. We got it working out. The calls are coming in. That is exciting stuff. The Blathering Live. Lauren Romo said, is this a call-in show now? It is. It is. I just have to remember the goddamn setting on my iPhone that lets me unblock calls. Oh, God. This is where you feel like a boomer. Laserbolt, you know, I don't want to out you as, you know, being of an advanced age, but you ever feel like you're a good technical guy? Like, you're like, nah, I know my way around things. And then you've come on, you just feel like I should put on some bifocals. And it is, you know, it's phone fonts. Don't quit laughing at me, Romo. Where's the setting in your goddamn iPhone? You know, I've once thrown something through a wall. There it is. Okay, I found it. I found it, you a-holes. You're all making fun of me. All right. I've got it off. All right, I think I got it. I think if we get another call, I think I'll be able to take this the right way and get no drop in my sound quality. But that's how you do it. Very happy with Troy. Dave says, go to a Genius Bar. Call-ins, WOG Reviews asks, right now, it's a fair question, WOG Reviews. Right now, if you're a Patreon supporter of mine, it's in the Discord. You get into the Patreon Discord from the Patreon page, and I put the number in the general section. However, I'm also going to make that available for YouTube members of my channel. You get to watch 20 minutes of coffee live, and you get to call in. The reason I always say I like to keep it to members or Patreon supporters isn't just to cultivate a big following. It's also to, you know, somewhat weed out. I'm familiar with all the folks who listen and hang out with me. And that's the reason. You got the upgrade, Troy. You got the upgrade. Telequences, the pizza's arrived. If you joined us a little bit late, the first question of the night was Tully Quinn asking if you should have pizza. Tully, please tell us all which one we got. What pizza we get. Kate is here as well. Kate Mandy is here checking in. Romo is cracking me up, says Tiller. You know, if Romo should call in. Romo, we'll talk Detroit pizza. You've been on my shows before. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? The Detroit Tigers winning? These are the rules. It's Blathering Live. I'm Kat Knapsack. We're here for about 10 more minutes. But we'll be back Wednesday. And I swear we'll have this thing ready to go. And what I love about this is if you call in, once you have that number, you call in, it starts ringing. I can't stop it. I can't ignore it. I got to take the call. Adam Knight is here, and he's missed quite a doozy of the show. Adam, we've had our first call-in. We had a technical issue with it, but we worked it out live on air. We've determined where the eclipse is going to be and how much we should charge for hotels, and we're talking pizzas. And we're talking fast food. I did eat before the show tonight, but I'm going to have to eat after. I got some writing assignments to get to tonight, but I'm also – I've been hooked on these Lean Cuisine meals. And, you know, I'm not losing weight from them, but I just feel like I might be one day, and that's why I'm into it. Andrew Cook asked a very important question. So we all worried about what is up with Kate Middleton. So, no. However, like... When this whole hubbub began, I was like, you know, she's got, she went in for some surgery. She's goddamn resting. Leave her be. And then I too got pulled in by a little bit of the conspiracies going on. And then the whole thing with this possible affair and then everything that's happening. And then the picture comes out And I took it as face value. I don't go looking at every photo, see if it's Photoshopped or AI or anything like that. I just go, oh, okay, happy English Mother's Day. Happy British Mother's Day. And I didn't think of it. Then I saw what people were talking about. Watched my buddies over on Internet Today, Elliot and Ricky. They broke it down quite well. They did a summary of everything. Then I started becoming, all right, something might be up. I didn't think it was like she's sick and dying or anything like that. I thought she was like, William is taking his pecker out for a walk, and she's done having him step out on her, and she's packed up the kids, and she's moved to like Kensington or something. Like I was like, that is what I'm happened with. That's what's happening with the whole situation to me. But then today there was like a picture of her. Then the statement, oh, I'm sorry, I like to experiment with Photoshop. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't need to. You're a royal. What are you just like, oh, I'm going to Photoshop this picture. I'm going to mess with the sweater. On no, you're not. So I was worried. I've started to become worried that something was going on. I got pulled in. But then they were at some farm today getting like apples and, you know, apple cider or something. I don't know. See? And Kat says this is what happens. Actually, A. Dave says, she just had a bad fast food experience. Leave Kate alone. Kate says, last night Twitter had me half convinced King Charles was donezo. I even had to Google it. Yeah, that's what will happen. You know, as much as we say we don't fall for that stuff or don't get pulled into it, it's easy and it's fun sometimes. It starts fun. And then next thing you know, you're in it. You're in it deep. And you're looking for signs. And then you're like, well, that Kate Middleton wasn't the real Kate. That's not her face. And, you know, it's okay to write. It's not life or death. I'm waiting for it. She's got to go on camera. You know what? Kate Middleton should go live on Instagram. Tell Kate Middleton to call me now. We'll take the call now. I'll make it a video call. Lauren Roma says, I'm worried about my king's health, to be honest. He seems very ill from reports. Yeah, look, I'm not here to wish death upon anyone. I'm not an anti-royal. I don't have a strong opinion on the royals. But I do have a strong opinion what they did to Princess Di, Lady D. King Charles. I think King Charles is going to have a surprise when he gets to the pearly gates. That's what I'll say. I'll say. Oh, I thought Roma was calling in on the phone. I thought Roma was calling in on the phone, but she's not. She's not. Okay. All right. Fine. Fine. I want to test this out. So come on. I'll answer this question. And then I want Romo or A. Dave, someone on my Patreon page to call in again. This is a wonderful test show here, okay? Laura Romo is 100% with me on that one, just not 100% on calling in on the show. And Wog asked this question, how you going, Ken? I'm doing good now because we got the first call in. We took a live call. I've been waiting to do that, and I was going to put it off, but I actually succeeded in one thing I wanted to do today. Thanks to Troy. Dylan says, hey, when you are on your writing assignments, how late will you stay up? I try to even it out. Dave's excuse is he's a little under the weather or he'd call in. I don't know if I believe that. I'll be honest with you. I just don't know if I believe that. With this, this is a job I have ongoing. It's a freelance job. So I have like 2 or 3 weeks to complete each project, and some of them overlap. So I try to do about an hour or two a day, but I'm running up against the deadline. I extended my deadline to Wednesday, and I'm having a little trouble unlocking the project. It's a YouTube channel that does like video essay stuff. And it's kind of fun. It's conspiracy adjacent. And I'm having a little problem with it. So tonight might be a little bit of a late night. Normally I like to end my night with some Fortnite. I don't think that is going to happen tonight. I think I'm going to have to get at least 2 hours of work done. And I got to warm up a Lean Cuisine after this. But sometimes when I have assignments, like when I work for Fandom, I just did a Ghostbusters complete timeline video for them. That I had, same thing, usually give you about 2 weeks, 3 weeks to get some stuff together. I always, like most writers, put it off. Maybe that's the bit of advice, Dylan. Don't put it off. I'll put it off to the end. And then I'm writing. The last day was on the Ghostbusters project was a good 6-7 hour day. Not complaining because I did it to myself. Aiden's got a easy but tough question. Malcolm says, hey, kind of hope you're really doing well. It's a lifelong California. What stereotypes for the area are unfounded? What is a grain of truth to it? I mean, I'll speak mostly to the Los Angeles area. It's an industry-heavy town, the industry being acting, entertainment, Hollywood, blah, blah, blah. I think sometimes there's this reputation from afar that it is the shallowness of the Hollywood industry, and it's a bunch of daft people chasing these dreams and all that kind of stuff. I don't think that's accurate. I don't think that's accurate. I think that's part of it. I think there's an underbelly, or I think if you're in Hollywood, like I said, I keep saying this is it's going to keep sounding like I'm unintentionally bragging, but I've never been to the Soho House, and Soho House is of course everywhere, London, New York, whatever. But I've never been to Soho House anywhere, but especially here in LA. And going there Saturday night, two Saturdays ago, it just that's where I think that's what a lot of people might think of this area. A lot of star chasers, a lot of people looking for the photo, a lot of people looking around to see who's here, all that kind of stuff. It wasn't a bad experience, but it was just not my scene. But it was fun to go through. I think that's kind of the unfounded part of it. Most of the time, the people in the industry, when you go hang out with these people, they're just working people. You know, they're you know, especially if you hang out with some like IATSE crew guys or, you know, someone, you know, works on movies. And they're just folks that work and they need work and they want work. And they often don't talk about anything about it. Of course, you're going to talk about the industry. It's just not as vapid and dumb as people make it out to be. There was a couple times early on in the digital media era. Well, after like Force Awakens and Last Jedi and all that stuff, there was this weird kind of incorrect version of some of us, even at Collider, going to these movie premieres and glitzing and glamour and living the Hollywood life. A lot of people, there were some people in the Star Wars podcast world that kind of didn't like us because they thought it was like, you know, real life entourage stuff. And it's like, it couldn't be farther from the truth. If you've ever been, if you all get the chance to go to like a premiere or a press event, I hope you get to do it. But it is that. It's a press event. And it's fun. And you get to be around cool people. But it's not glitzy and it's not glamorous. It's actually kind of stressful at times. And that's just one night out of 365, right? Or, you know, some folks back in the day get to go to a lot of those things. But that ain't it. That ain't the truth. That's part of it. That's part of it. And what is a grain of truth? What a grain of truth is, I don't know, that we all, on the same token, we here in California, we are a little California-centric. And that's sometimes okay. It's a beautiful state. Got a lot to do. The LA thing of you're 2 hours from the desert, you're 2 hours from the snow and 2 hours from the beach. Like, it's all true. What they're not saying is it's 2 hours in traffic and it really should be 20 minutes and you kind of go crazy on the drive there. But that we kind of forget West Coast bias. I talk about it a lot. And when people move to other parts of the country, other parts of the world, it's not that we think you're less than. We're just like, why wouldn't you want to be out here in the best time zone in the world, in the best weather in the world? And we can get hung up on that a little bit. That's what I think. All right, Beatles or Stones? Well, for me, Beatles. But I've always appreciated the Stones. Seeing the Stones at SoFi, I have not seen any of the Beatles live. I've not seen any of the Beatles. Want to see McCartney. Didn't get a chance, but saw the Stones at SoFi last year. Hopefully see the Stones this year at SoFi. And it was quite a show. But I'm always a Beatles fan. Love the Beatles. Joey Beans is here. Good evening, Joey Beans. Andrew Cook's got a question about The Daily Show. Dave says, not early on time for glamour and entourages when you're so busy auditing. Yeah, and auditioning and working hard. There you go. JMB says, mad. We all go a little mad sometimes. Yeah. Scott Mills says, I don't see you or Ellis or Arliff coming off as a Hollywood elitist during that era. No, it just was, it was silly. It was just, we were having fun. I didn't get to go to all the premieres. I wasn't on a lot of those lists. And so I can understand it might, there's a little bit of FOMO involved, but there's just kind of this, they didn't understand that we were in the industry, right? We weren't just randomly doing, you know, YouTube shows from home and stuff like that and getting a big following. We're on press lists. And so just there was a confusion behind it. Aiden says, I agree. Well, I'm glad. Thank you. Scuba Booster checking in on Twitch. I need time to be productive before 7 hours of football on Sundays. Yes, I need time to be productive before Fortnite. Aiden says he agrees with me, but also that he has not seen any Beatles or Stones live, unfortunately. Highly recommend it if you can get the Stones in this next go-around. I know they're getting up there, but they put on a damn fine show at SoFi. Andrew Cook, as we start to round up our conversation here tonight, thank you for hanging out with me on what was just going to be a quick test show, but we're still going strong. Andrew says, am I enjoying Jon Stewart being back on The Daily Show? I am. I'm a big Jon Stewart fan, but it's always been I've had a weird relationship with Jon Stewart because I was a fan of Jon back in the day on Comedy Central when he co-hosted Short Attention Span Theater with Patty Roseborough. Then he got his MTV talk show. Then he was in movies. I'm a fan of Madeline Stowe and Angelina Jolie. So he was in the movie Playing by Heart, which came out in 1998 with them. So I like Jon Stewart. And then he gets Daily Show. And I was a fan of Daily Show. I was I liked Craig Kilborn because he was a SportsCenter guy and he was making the transition. Looking back, the Kilborn era Daily Show wasn't in the end my favorite, but so I like what Jon was doing, but you got to remember I was raised conservative, stayed conservative for a long time. Now I'm a, pinko commie, democratic socialist, nut job, whatever you want to call me. But that was a slow transition and that didn't happen right away. It's only really solidified the last couple of years. So I was conflicted because I love Jon Stewart. I love the concept of The Daily Show because I grew up wanting to be on Weekend Update. So, this is a half hour of Weekend Update. Great. I loved it. And then I couldn't agree with Jon on something. He was going after my guy Bush, and I just didn't like him. Now I'm very thankful for it, and I love having him back. I love the stuff he's done, even his controversial first night back. I really got what he was going for. And thought he was highlighting something that was a problem and that is a problem. So it's been fun. I'm glad he's doing it only on Mondays. I'm glad he's just kind of I'm glad he is, coming back, executive producing, maybe calming the storm of The Daily Show, finding a host drama, and just holding down Fort on Mondays. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. All right, a couple more questions. Scott says, I'm super late to the party with your old gang. I found Force Center first between Mando and Obi-Wan, so I've had a lot of catching up to do over the last few years. I'm happy that you're here now, Scott. I'm happy that you're doing this to the beat of your own drum, literally. Laserbolt says, so speaking of Agent Mans, just got tickets to see Motley Crue this summer. There you go. Is this a farewell show? Is Mick Mars still around? Like, what's going on? Didn't they all hate each other? Oh, yeah, Vermont Mike. You're not wrong. Jon Stewart's role in the faculty. He was the science teacher. That's right. Was Famke Janssen in the faculty, too? Brian Tiller yells, hit that like button. I think Famke Janssen was in the... I don't know why I'm paying extra special attention to Famke Janssen's IMDb credits right now, okay? But Zeta on a top is, it's an all-timer. Dylan Barris says, give me a Steve Martin movie to watch tonight. Oh, okay. I thought you were just proclaiming a statement. Oh, Kyle Harlow's, you're not wrong. Robert Patrick was in the faculty. Give you a Steve Martin movie to watch tonight. I'm going to give you a classic. Let's not shy away from the classics. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels or Roxanne. My two favorite Steve Martin movies, especially of that era. You know what, Dylan? We're filling Roxanne. You're gonna watch Roxanne tonight. It's Cyrano de Bergerac taking. Murrow's back. Three amigos, she says. Three amigos. It's a good choice. Plethora. Oklahoma, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is a good choice. Roxanne. What's this? Andrew Cook says, speaking of old bands, how did they start working on a Spinal Tap sequel? Oh, yeah. No, they have. I did know that. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I'm actually excited for that. I'm hopeful. It's dangerous to go back to that well. And they went back a few times, some reunion stuff and everything, but they haven't done it like this. I'm excited about that. Kyle Harlow is quoting one of my favorite parts of Three Amigos, that I died laughing as a kid. Kyle Harlow says, hey, you too. Look up here, look up here, look up here. I'll still occasionally do that. And it is sad the amount of people that don't get that reference. It's sad the amount of people that don't get that reference. But, you know, it's of its time, I guess. Look up here, look up here. Hey, you guys. As a youngster, what was that? What would I be, about 12? 11 or 12 when that movie came out. Watching it home, we rented the VHS for Movies to Go. Grand Avenue, Grover Beach, California. And dying. It was one of the moments where I just was on the floor laughing. It was like, I want that. I want to do that. You guys also got some great suggestions. Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid. Grand Canyon. All of Me. All of Me too. All of Me was my first exposure to Steve Martin. Like 84 or something. All right. Crap. It's 6:30. I got to eat dinner and I got to get this writing project done because Jen Murrow won't write it for me. I keep telling her, she got me the damn job. And I was like, could you just write this script for me tonight? I'll pay you like frozen yogurt or cheeseburgers. She won't do it. There we go. Troy T is here. Thank you to Troy for being our first caller. We're going to iron this out. I think I got it figured out. We'll have to give it a test. We'll figure it out, but we'll do that Monday. Excuse me, Wednesday. Today's Monday. Wednesday, we'll be back 5 p.m. Pacific. 5 a.m. I ain't effing waking up at 5 a.m. 5 p.m. Pacific Wednesday right here on this channel, whether YouTube, Facebook, or Twitch. Channel members will be able to call in. Patreon supporters who are in the Discord already, you'll get to call in. Lauren Romo claims that she will call in Wednesday. We'll see. We'll see. Thank you for the super chats. Thank you for the support. Thank you for liking this video. Thank you for hanging with me as I experimented with something new. Live calls. We'll be back Wednesday. See you, friends. Bye-bye.